The sermon for the second Sunday after the Epiphany, I'm calling We Are an Epiphany. The sermon was written by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr., late Metropolitan and Archbishop of the Anglican Catholic Church. There are two basic and fundamental things the Church believes about the historical character named Jesus of Nazareth. First, we believe he is the Christ, the Messiah of Israel, the Savior God promised his chosen people in the Hebrew Bible. Second, we believe he is God the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Word of God made flesh. The first human being to put tongue to those two beliefs is the chief of the disciples, Simon Peter. In response to Jesus' question, "Whom say ye that I am?" Peter blurted out, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "No human being can figure that out on his own. One can know those facts only if my Father reveals them." Early in his Gospel, St. John tells us that when St. John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He went on to explain how he knew that arresting fact about Jesus. God had come to him and told him to start baptizing people. God assured John that when he baptized one particular person, the Spirit would come down upon him, and John would know he was the one. The beginning of St. Mark's Gospel is our Gospel this morning. St. Mark wastes no time on shepherds, wise men, or smart-mouthed 12-year-olds. Instead, he plunges immediately into Jesus' first appearance on the stage of history, which is his baptism. St. Mark describes to us directly what John the Baptist told us in a flashback. Jesus comes to John to be baptized. As Jesus comes up out of the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit comes down upon him in the form of a dove, and the Father speaks out of heaven to say, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The baptism of Christ is an epiphany, a manifestation of who Jesus is. We see that he is the Messiah of Israel, because the Spirit comes down upon him as the prophet Isaiah said he would. We see that he is the Son of God, because the Father says so. He doesn't start being the Christ or the Son of God when he is baptized. Baptism is where the facts about Jesus are first made known publicly, especially to John the Baptist. Before John baptizes Jesus, he tells the crowd, "I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." The baptism people sought from John in the wilderness of Judea was what St. Mark calls the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. John preached that the Messiah was about to appear, and the best way to get ready to face the Messiah was to repent of one's sins. Getting John to dunk you in the Jordan was a sign that you were sorry for what you had done wrong. But Jesus' baptism is not only with water, but with water and the Holy Ghost. Jesus himself says, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Christian baptism, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, is what Jesus prescribes. A new birth through water and the Spirit. The reason John's baptism was not enough was that it was only an outward sign. It was a positive and good outward sign, to be sure. A sign that someone was sorry for his sins and wanted God's forgiveness so he could meet Christ face to face. But John's water baptism could do nothing about curing the disease of sin that made a person do disobedient things in the first place. Baptism with water and the Spirit, Jesus' baptism, the baptism the church provides, puts the Holy Ghost inside so he can work on your heart. Jesus says, "It is not what comes into a man that makes him unclean, it is what comes out." Much as we enjoy blaming our bad behavior on forces outside ourselves, the fact is that our bad behavior is our own fault. It comes from decisions we make inside ourselves, in our hearts. Once we are baptized, God is inside us where, if we will let him, he can do us some good. As our opening prayer puts it, God cleanses the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of his Holy Spirit, so we can perfectly love him and worthily magnify his holy name. When we are baptized, we become one with Christ. He dwells in us, and we dwell in him. Baptism makes each of us into epiphanies of Jesus, manifestations of Christ to the world. After we are once baptized, we don't have any choice about being an epiphany. We can choose only to be an epiphany which will attract people to Jesus, or an epiphany which will repel people from Jesus. "There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.